Good evening. I'd like to continue with the halachas of the 9 days, specifically the halachas of rechitza, washing, showering, which I think in our day of age has perhaps shifted a little bit from the time of Chazal, perhaps even from the time of the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps even from the time of the Mishnah Berurah. But at the same time, halacha is halacha, so we have to figure out how to balance these the is rechitza with our contemporary way of modern hygiene. So let's begin with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Noagin shlo lirchotz afilu bitzonein meyoshkodesh ve'elech." So the minhag is, as all of the laws of Tisha of the 9 days, pretty much are all minhag in that sense. But the halacha is that there's no rechitza afilu bitzonein, even in cold water. So does that mean that we can't wash until Tiyos Yadayim and we can't rinse our face and maybe even rinse the inside of our mouths with the cold water from the sink? So the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out that when it says that we can't rinse even with cold water, Hainu, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only kol gufa. So when we're prohibited from rinsing with cold water, that's only our entire body. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, panav yada v'raglav, our face, our hands, our feet, the parts of our body that typically we wash regularly, that typically get soiled because they're more exposed than the rest of our body, that you're permitted to wash with. Well, let's see, what did it say? It said your body, it's also lirchos bitzonein, and the Mishnah Berurah said that's only talking about your whole body, but panav yada v'raglav, it's permitted to wash bitzonein. Therefore, it is clear that the halacha is that washing one's body clearly is aser in hot water, it's aser even in cold water, as we stand now, and panav yada v'raglav would be permitted in cold water. So where do we see, that means that when I wake up in the morning, tomorrow morning, I'm not going to be able to wash my face with hot water. It refreshes me, wakes me up a little bit, but during the 9 days I won't be able to enjoy that. Where is this halacha coming from? So this halacha is presumably coming from the halacha Gemara in Tainis, which talks not about the 9 days, but talks about Avelus, which is the after which we are patterning this tkufa. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says in Tainis, Aser lirchotz gufo, what does it say? Bein bechamin, bein betzonein. So it talks about the entire body. It says it's aser not only with hot water, but with cold water as well, for the duration of Shiva. Aval, continues the Gemara, panav yada v'raglav, that's only aser bechamin, that's only aser with hot water, but with cold water is permitted. So if it's fair to assume that the halacha of Avelus that we are practicing during the 9 days is based on that halacha in Hilchas Avelus. And just like during Avelus, Rachman al-Itzlan, when a person is sitting Shiva, perhaps maybe all of Shloshim also, we're not going to focus on that now, one is not permitted to be rochets any part of their body with hot water, but their hands, face and feet, and whatever might get, you know, typically get dirty, that would be permitted with cold water. So what I want to ask is a question. We're not going to give an answer, but just to raise the question. When it says, panav yada v'raglav, you're allowed to wash, at least with cold water, does that mean, as long as you're not doing the whole body, you're fine? This is a way of saying, not your whole body, not rove body. But it doesn't just mean your face and your hands and your feet. If there's another part of you, you know, what about your elbows? What about your underarms? Right? People, you know, you walk briskly on a hot day, your underarms get all verschwitzed and smelly and dirt. So is that also just in the blanket of panav yada v'raglav? No, panav yada v'raglav is limited. So there's a question that the poskim raise. We're not going to go into the answer. Does panav yada v'raglav mean specifically these three limbs and no more? Or is it just Chazal's way of saying that in contrast to the whole body, or rov of the body, which you can't wash, even with cold water, there are, you know, smaller parts of your body, for example, panav, for example, yada, for example, raglav, and for example, any other part of your body that's not the rov body, that would be. Okay, so that's a chakira as to what is the parameter of panav, yada, raglav. To finish off with one other ha'ara, this is a son that always bothered me, and I actually found an interesting answer in Shmuel Kamenetsky's comments. There's a halacha by Avelus called an istinus. We think we know what an istinus means, right? What does an istinus mean? Somebody who's super sensitive, right? Somebody who's finicky. Any other good synonyms? What's another synonym for nystagmus? Germaphobe. That's okay, I like that word. Okay. Fastidious. Thank you. Okay. According to the Shulchan Aruch, every last one of you are incorrect. Every last one of you are wrong. Let me tell you what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Avelis. I mean, you're all going to be correct, of course, in the end of the day, but you'll see in Hilchas Avelis, that's not correct. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avelis that a person who's an istinus, based on explicit Gemara, a person who's an istinus is permitted, even during Avelis, to wash their body, even in hot water. Says the Shulchan Aruch explicitly. Not everybody, I'm just translating in, you know, my words, the Shulchan Aruch. Not everybody who says, quote, istinus ani, matirun lo. Ella Dafka, who's an istinus according to the Shulchan Aruch's psak? Dafka, somebody who's known that he acts with, he's like a germaphobe, and if he doesn't wash, yitzta'er harbe v'yavo lidei mechush, he will get sick from it. It's not just in your mind, unless it's psychosomatic. It's not just you're really into cleanliness, you really like being clean, and you shower twice a day every day. It's that, and in Hilchas Avelis, if you don't, you're going to get a headache. God forbid. You're going to get a rash. You're going to get an irritation. But if you just happen to wash yourself, you know, take a shower twice a day because you like being clean, that's not called an istinus in Hilchas Avelis. Okay, both of you have to finish up. What's the deal with, there are plenty of people in this room who like to shower every day, and they say, I'm an istinus. I thought an istinus could shower, at least in, at least cold gufa, we saw, at least in cold water, grant me. So Shmuel Kamenetsky points out that whereas Hilchas Avelis is din, Rechitza in the 9 days is only minhag. And therefore, even though when it comes to the din of Shiva, the din of Shloshim, of Rechitza, this Rechitza for an Avel, the definition of an istinus is only somebody who will actually become sick from not cleaning themselves, that parameter is relaxed when it comes to the minhag of the 9 days. And even if somebody is, as we would say, all of the synonyms that you said, fastidious and germaphobe and you know, extra clean and finicky, that would be sufficient to allow a person to wash themselves every day, bitzonein, even their whole body, but not in hot water. So, halacha lemaisa, hot water for a whole body is not permitted. Of course, you can have enough hot water just that the water isn't cold, but under no circumstances, barring, a shelas chacham, a full shower in hot water, even for somebody who's finicky, is not permitted.
One more kadosh. 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 One more kadosh.
Last night we were speaking about washing oneself, showering during the 9 days, and we spoke about the problem to wash a full body, even in cold water, for the duration of 9 days. We said that perhaps an istinus in the 9 days is different than an istinus during Avelis, so a little bit more relax in the definition of an istinus in the 9 days, because the israchitza is only a minhag, not like avelis where it's a din and you have to actually get sick from not being able to wash. What I'd like to speak about now is washing or showering on Erev Shabbos. So if you open up the Shulchan Aruch is quite clear. The Rama is quite clear. Says the Rama, Afilu be'erev Shabbos shel chazon, that's tomorrow, Friday afternoon, Asur lirchotz, you're not allowed to wash one's entire body, ki im rosho, panav, yodav, iraglov, only the face, the hands, the feet, bitzonein. Even if we'll be mekel and assume that the hands mean all the way till the underarms, and the knees, the legs, is it to the knees, to the thigh, probably the knees, and the face, that you're allowed to wash with cold water. That's the heter of Friday, tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, which is not a heter, it's the same as every other day of the 9 days. Continues the Rama, V'yesh mekilim b'chafifa sarosh b'chamin l'mishiraga b'kach kol Shabbos. If somebody's accustomed to washing their hair with hot water every Friday afternoon, I think every single person here is accustomed to do so, then you're permitted to do what? Wash your hair with hot water on Erev Shabbos, Parashas Shabbos Chazon. That does not give a heter to take a shower. That gives a heter to wash your feet, face, and hands with cold water. But wash your head, your hair, with hot water, l'chavit Shabbos. That's what the Rama says. That's the assumed psak by the Mishnah Berurah as well, who explains as I just explained. That's not so much fun. It's a little intense. Some people don't like me. You can throw tomatoes. So because I don't want to get hit by tomatoes, I'm going to continue for a few minutes. I want to share with you the Aruch HaShulchan's comments regarding this Rama that we just learned. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you should know, I'm just translating, that in our dar, hischil lezalzel b'rechitza b'chan, people have become mezalzel and showering on Erev Shabbos, and people like to say that anybody who showers every Erev Shabbos could shower tomorrow as well. Ve'eno kein. And this is not the case. After all, the Rabbeinu HaRama, the Rama, I was at his kever last week, so we have to certainly follow what he says. He only permitted washing the hair with hot water if you shower every week. It's not a heter to shower your whole body every week because you do it every week. It's only a heter in hot water for your hair. Listen to what he says. V'tomid hayu hamerchatzaos ne'ulim be'erev Shabbos chazon. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that historically in Europe, the bathhouses were locked. On the Friday afternoon before Tisha B'Av, they didn't even open up the bathhouses. The guys went on vacation, just like the barbers go on vacation this week. So the bathhouses also went on vacation Erev Shabbos. Okay, so we have the Rama says you can't, the Mishbura says you can't, the Aruch HaShulchan says you can't. So I'm going to get pelted with tomatoes. So, then I'll need to wash, but I'll be able to get to the shower. Baruch Hashem. I'm going to share just two Mar Mekamos that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted as, or his, whoever wrote the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, quotes two poskim, both of whom we as Americans are very comfortable relying on, and that is Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin says, b'medina senu, that we shower very regularly, even if it's not every day, we shower very regularly, and we are certainly considered as istinism, as we spoke about last night. It's enough that we're machmir not to shower the rest of the week, but not to apply that to Erev Shabbos. That's what Rav Henkin says. Rav Henkin is mekel. V'chein pasal k'gros Moshe, that since we regularly shower with hot water all the time, we are permitted to do so on Erev Shabbos, because again, we're like an istinus. If you would go into Shabbos without having showered normally, we'd all be an istinus. Again, the lower level of istinus, as we spoke about last night. And therefore, Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin, both the main poskim for America in the past two generations, are mekel to shower with hot water on Erev Shabbos. So that's what we basically have. We have the Rama, Mishnah Berurah, and Aruch HaShulchan saying that it is not permitted, but Rav Moshe of Henkin said that because we're such funakim, we're such germaphobes, as we spoke about last night, or we're so finicky, it would be permitted. I assume that if one would rely on these poskim, Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe, it should be a really, really quick shower. Do what you got to do to make yourself feel whatever you need to get into Shabbos. It should certainly not be a luxurious shower, even if you will be mekel to shower with hot water.